Good day. This is Greg, and I'll be reading the Vermilion County News for Tuesday, April 16th, 2024. And we'll start with the front page of the commercial news. The first story today is a staff report, and it's titled "Fire Claims Life of 66-Year-Old Woman on McKinley Avenue." One person is dead from injuries sustained in a house fire late Friday in Danville. The fire was reported at 11:52 p.m. Friday in a 1.5-story wooden frame structure with a basement in the 1300 block of McKinley Avenue. Fire officials in a news release early Saturday said Danville firefighters were notified of a residence on fire with a person still inside. Upon arrival, firefighters encountered heavy fire coming from the front and west sides of the home. A bystander informed firefighters that an occupant of the home remained inside. First arriving firefighters immediately began extinguishing the large volume of fire. Soon after the fire was brought under control, additional firefighters entered to search for the resident. After a brief search, the victim was located in an area of the home. Firefighters ruled that the victim had succumbed to their injuries, and notification for the coroner's office was made. On Monday, Vermilion County Coroner Jane McFadden identified the victim as 66-year-old Helen Demarest, resident of the home. An autopsy is scheduled, and her family has been notified. The name of the victim will not be released until the coroner's office confirms their identity. The Illinois State Fire Marshal Office is assisting the Danville Fire Department with determining the cause of the fire. Additionally, 5 pets were lost in the fire. The Red Cross was notified to assist family members of the victim. Fire units remained on the scene until just after 6 a.m. Saturday. There were no firefighter injuries and no additional civilian injuries. There were no working smoke detectors in the structure, firefighters reported. There are no damage estimates at this time. And assisting agencies included Ameren Illinois, AMT Ambulance, Danville Police Department, American Red Cross, the Office of the Illinois State Fire Marshal, and the Vermilion County Coroner's Office. Next up, we have KDBA Principal honored with award from Principals Association. And this story is by Jennifer Bailey. Danville. Kenneth D. Bailey Academy Principal Mitzi Campbell said she and the school are honored after an award was presented to her on Monday. Campbell received a 2024 Illini Region Building Bridges Award from the Illinois Principals Association. The award is given to principal leaders who connect schools to an outside agency that improves students' education or way of life. Campbell brought in a new program called It's In Your Head that specializes in regulation of emotions and behaviors and a better quality of life for students and staff. On hand for the presentation were Dan Kaiser, field specialist with the IPA, who presented Campbell with a plaque. Chad Musselman with Harris Mann Insurance Company, who presented Campbell with a Horace Mann Crystal Apple Award. Hunter Lefebvre, Chief Executive Officer with It's In Your Head, and KDBA students and staff. Kaiser said another program he's interested in at KDBA, having been a former biology and horticulture teacher, is nutrition and gardening. Kaiser said nominations for the award come from the entire region of principals who receive the criteria. It just means a lot, Campbell said of the award. We have just an amazing staff and group of students. It's a really good opportunity to highlight our school and partnerships in the community. She said KDBA has great partners in Danville and at the University of Illinois who work with them to give their students experiences they might not otherwise have. It's a great opportunity to highlight all the great things that are going on here at our school, Campbell said. Campbell also said the school's building addition is currently on schedule to be completed for the next school year later this year. The KDBA addition is allowing for the alternative program to expand to younger students, grades 5 and 6. The project on the south side of the East Main Building includes 8 additional classrooms and new multipurpose room, Federal Emergency Management Agency shelter, additional restrooms, and office space, including a new nurse's office. Campbell said the construction team has been doing a great job of keeping the construction separate from the day-to-day, and there's not been severe disruptions for the students and staff. But it is so exciting, the opportunities we're going to provide to a broader group of students, Campbell said. We're just really excited that the district believes in us enough to create something so wonderful for us. Lefebvre said, "It's in your head" has been in schools since after COVID, having contracts through the Danville School District 118's COVID relief funds. At KDBA, similar to other schools, "It's in your head" supports the staff with stress relief, and different techniques to take care of them. It also alternates with small groups in classrooms and also in the gym with more students to give more focus on mindful movements, talk about specific topics, breathing techniques to regulate their nervous system, and end with sound bowls. Lefebvre said they share mistakes and failures, and so hopefully students learn from them and might not go through those same struggles. It's in your head has been in 8 of the 10 Danville School District 118 schools. Lefebvre said a big thing with students is social media awareness and how addicted students are to their phones, how that affects how they feel about themselves and their confidence, and understanding what's really important in their lives. Next, we have a staff report titled, "Danville YMCA Welcomes Families to Healthy Kids Day." Danville. The Danville Family YMCA is setting kids up for a healthy start to the summer at Healthy Kids Day. The Danville Family YMCA is hosting the Y's annual Healthy Kids Day from 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. on Saturday, April 20th at the Y at 111 North Vermilion Street in Danville. This free annual event is open to the public and features a variety of fun, family-friendly activities to encourage healthy kids, healthy families, a healthy start to the summer season, and to celebrate kids being kids. Healthy Kids Day's mission is to turn fun and play into lifelong memories. Some featured activities include information tables with giveaways and activities by many of the not-for-profit partners in the community, bounce houses, healthy snacks, fitness class demonstrations, and more. It is so important for kids to stay active over the summer, both physically and mentally, said Joyce Brewitt, Associate Executive Director at the Danville Family YMCA. At the Y, we believe in providing resources for families to create healthy habits, no matter what the time of year. Healthy Kids Day is a fun, free, community-wide event that encourages families to take advantage of all the great summer activities the Y has to offer. The event is sponsored nationally by the Characters of Peanuts. Locally, Healthy Kids Day is sponsored by Blue Cross Blue Shield. Driven by its founding mission, the Y has served as a leading nonprofit committed to strengthening community for over 177 years. The Y empowers everyone, no matter who they are or where they are from, by ensuring access to resources, relationships, and opportunities for all to learn, grow, and thrive. By bringing together people from different backgrounds, perspectives, and generations, the Y's goal is to improve overall health and well-being, ignite youth empowerment, and demonstrate the importance of connections in and across 10,000 communities nationwide. Next, from the local pages, we have this appears to be a staff report titled VA Ileana Honors Volunteers for More Than 7,000 Service Hours. Danville. VA Ileana Healthcare System will recognize 74 regularly scheduled volunteers April 21st through the 27th for the 7,395 hours they have contributed toward caring for veterans through volunteer assignments associated with driving, directing, accompanying, serving, comforting, and counseling during fiscal year 2023. Across America, VA will recognize more than 25,400 volunteers for their service to veterans at VA medical facilities nationwide during National Volunteer Week. In fiscal year 2023, VA volunteers and organizations nationwide donated more than 3.2 million hours of service and more than $81.1 million in gifts and donations for veterans and their families. The dedicated volunteers at VA Ileana do truly remarkable work that helps us connect veterans with care, said VA Ileana Executive Director Stacy Williams. One particularly impactful duty performed by volunteers is serving as drivers and shuttle operators. Our volunteer drivers provide veterans transportation from rural areas we serve to our clinics and community partner providers. These and all volunteers truly help us accomplish our mission. National Volunteer Week also presents an opportunity for other citizens to join the ranks of volunteers serving veterans. There are many ways to volunteer. For instance, VA Ileana offers the unique opportunity to serve as a volunteer driver, helping ensure veterans have the transportation they need to reach their care. Also, volunteers are a critical part of shaping a warm and welcoming environment at VA through initiatives such as the Veteran Coffee Cart. Volunteering in any capacity is a noble pursuit, but the joy and fulfillment I have seen in those who choose to volunteer with VA is remarkable, said Aaron Kane, VA Ileana's acting chief of the Center for Development and Civic Engagement. From friendships formed on the open road between the drivers and veterans to preparing for a special holiday celebration, VA volunteers contribute immeasurable talent and gain lifelong rewards. While National Volunteer Week kicks off April 21st, VA invites everyone in the community to explore ways to give back to veterans any time of the year. In addition, veterans can explore volunteer opportunities as part of VetServe 2024, which encourages veterans to become volunteers to support other veterans. No medical experience is necessary, and volunteers are encouraged to share ideas how they would like to give back using their unique skills. Learn more about volunteer opportunities at VA Ileana by visiting VA Ileana's website or call 217-554-4525. And now we're going to turn to the obituaries for Tuesday, April 16th. And the first today is for James William Truskoski. James, Jim William Treskoski, 82, of Danville, passed away at 10:39 a.m. on Friday, April 12, 2024, at Carle Foundation Hospital in Urbana. A memorial service to celebrate the life of Jim Treskoski will be held at 6 p.m. on Thursday, April 18th, at Sunset Funeral Home and Cremation Center at 3940 North Vermilion Street in Danville. Pastor Greg Taylor will officiate. A visitation will be held from 5 to 6 p.m. prior to the service on Thursday, also at Sunset in Danville. Cremation rites will be accorded. William A. Thompson. William Bill Thompson, 78, of Hubston, and formerly of Danville, left us peacefully on Saturday, April 13, 2024, at Carle Foundation Hospital in Urbana. Visitation will be on Thursday, April 18th, from 6 to 7 p.m. at Kruger Funeral Home at 10 East William Street in Danville. Services will follow at 7 p.m. with Reverend Ford officiating. Donations may be made in Bill's name to Abundant Life Church, 400 North Logan Avenue, Danville, Illinois, 61832. Blanche Amorine Russian. Blanche Amorine Russian, 104, of Westville, passed away on April 12, 2024 at Hawthorne Inn in Danville. A visitation will be held on Thursday, April 18, 2024, from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. at Sunset Funeral Homes, Urbis Chapel, located at 414 South State Street in Westville. A funeral service will follow at 12 p.m., also at the funeral home on Thursday. She will be placed to rest with her husband John Catlin at Spring Hills Mausoleum in Danville following services. Ruth E. Brazel. Ruth Elizabeth Brazel, 93, died at 5:34 a.m. Saturday, April 13th, at Heritage Health Therapy and Senior Care in Hubston. Funeral services will be at 1 p.m. Friday at Rossville Church of Christ at 514 East Attica Street in Rossville. Pastor Kevin Purdy will officiate, and burial will be in Rossville Cemetery. Visitation will be from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Friday at the church. Anderson Funeral Home at 427 East Main Street in Hubston is in charge of the arrangements. Bradley Cannon. Bradley Cannon, 63, died at 9:13 a.m. Saturday, April 13th, at home. Funeral arrangements were incomplete at Anderson Funeral Home in Hubston. And that's the end of the obituaries for this Tuesday. We're going to turn now to a story from the sports pages. Good, not good enough. Vikings claim varsity JV titles at Urbana Open. And this is by Chad Dare. Urbana. Just being good isn't good enough for the Danville boys track team. On Saturday morning, the Vikings won six events, including the 400 and 800-meter relay, on its way to the championship in the 79th Urbana Open at McKinley Field. Danville made it a clean sweep, winning the JV title as well. But there were no crazy celebration, and no one dumped a jug of water on the coach. Instead, the Vikings calmly collected their medals and the championship trophies. They posed for a few photos and boarded the bus for Danville. "We came out, worked hard, jumped hard, and competed hard," said Danville senior Davari Boyd. I'm proud of my boys. We did our thing. So why not celebrate it? We still have work to do. The job is not over yet, he said. This was a real eye-opener. We have a lot of potential. Boyd was a member of both the 400 and 800 relay teams, as well as taking first in the long jump and the second in the triple jump. That sounds like a pretty impressive day. Our relays turned out really good, but we still need to fix our handoffs, he said. Overall, I'm proud of my team because we ran pretty well. And the jumps? I was more consistent on the board, he said. I know I haven't been consistent all season until today. In addition to Boyd, the Vikings got a first in the 200 from DeMario Jackson to go along with a second in the 100, and he ran the anchor leg on the 400 and 800 relay teams. The results were good, but I'm really proud of how the team developed and worked today, he said, after listening to his senior leader. Our handoffs can definitely be better. But Danville won both relay races, and the 400 relay came down to an outstanding anchor leg by Jackson to edge out Urbana's Terrell King. Actually, the Vikings and the Tigers had the same time, 43.30 seconds, but Jackson won the photo finish. That race was an adrenaline rush, Jackson said. I was just trying to catch him, and I came up there and did it. I was pretty shocked. So what kind of improvements are needed in the handoffs? It's just developing our chemistry, said Jackson, noting that he and Jerry Reed III are new members this year, joining Boyd and sophomore Jaden Rowell. I think we will definitely get better the more times we practice them and run them in the meets. Both Boyd and Jackson admitted that Saturday's weather was ideal for a meet in early April. We have been running in pretty cold weather until today, Jackson said. We're looking forward to more meets with this type of weather. I didn't have to keep taking off my sweats and then putting them right back on after my events. I was able to stay warm without them. Other victories from the Vikings on Saturday came from Reed in the triple jump and sophomore Matt Sherman in the pole vault. Danville actually scored points in 15 of 18 events, including multiple scorers in 6 events. I'm glad my kids said that because there is a lot of work to be done, said Danville coach Tyler Arnhold. We have a lot of kids doing new things, and we have a lot of kids doing a lot of hard things. They just keep getting better, which is the way it's supposed to be. So what does a win at the historic Urbana Open mean for this program? It's great for the confidence, Arnhold said. Going into the meets we have coming up, I think this is going to pay dividends. Arnhold just wants to see his team continue to improve their consistency. We get some big marks and fast times, and then sometimes we fall flat, he said. We need to find a way to be consistent every day, every meet, every event. And returning to the local pages from the commercial news, we have another staff report story. This is titled, Dollar General Opens New GG Market in Danville. Dollar General announced its new DG Market at 2514 Georgetown Road in Danville is now open. The new DG Market store format features an expanded selection of fresh meats, fruits, and vegetables, as well as the same categories, brands, and products customers trust Dollar General to carry. We are excited to provide Danville residents with our new DG Market format and look forward to welcoming customers to our new location, said Matthew Simonson, Dollar General's Senior Vice President of Real Estate and Store Development. At Dollar General, we are committed to serving our customers with a pleasant shopping experience and strive to be a good corporate citizen. The new DG Market format will provide the Danville community with closer access to fresh and healthier foods and a convenient location to purchase the items they want and need at everyday low prices. We hope our customers will enjoy the new store. To commemorate the opening of DG's new location, Dollar General plans to donate 100 new books to a nearby elementary school to benefit students ranging from kindergarten to fifth grade. DG stores provide area residents with an affordable and convenient store location to purchase household essentials, including food, cleaning supplies, paper products, over-the-counter medicines, hygiene products, baby items, and more. In addition to the national and private branded products customers trust Dollar General to carry, the new Danville location includes the company's new stylish on-trend home decor and an expanded party preparation selection. Dollar General plans to create new jobs in the Danville community as the store is expected to employ approximately 10 to 15 people, depending on the individual needs of the store. Individuals interested in joining the DG team may review available positions and apply online at www.dollargeneral.com/careers. Next, another staff report. This is titled Police Apprehend Suspect in Shooting. A man sought on a warrant charging him with aggravated battery with a firearm is now in custody. Danville police reported that on Friday evening at 4:45 p.m., the police department's emergency response unit served a search warrant in the 900 block of Fowler Avenue. The warrant involved the arrest of 44-year-old Kevin Flight for charges stemming from an incident that occurred earlier in the week. In that incident, Flight is charged with shooting a 17-year-old multiple times. At last report, the juvenile victim was being treated for injuries at a local hospital. Due to the cooperation and assistance of the public, police officials said detectives received information for further investigation of Flight's whereabouts, which led to his arrest. The incident remains under investigation. If anyone has further information, please contact the Danville Police Department at 217-431-2250. Information can be provided anonymously through Crime Stoppers at 217-446-TIPS or online at Vermilion County Crime Stoppers. Another staff report, next ownership and education meetings scheduled. Danville. Danville School District 118 has begun the process for the annual review of the Ownership and Education Handbook for students and parents. The meetings are open to the public, and the community is welcome to share in the review process. The next meetings are Tuesday, April 16th, 2024, online, Tuesday, May 7th, 2024, in person, with a location to be announced, and meetings are from 4:30 p.m. to 5:30 p.m. To access the 2023-24 Ownership and Education Handbook and the meeting link, visit the website at www.danville118.org. Or for further information, contact Scott Vogel, Assistant Principal at Danville High School, or Tanner DeLaurier, Principal of Meade Park Elementary School. And in community briefs in Danville, First Friday's Sports and Brews is returning for its third year in downtown Danville on May 3rd from 5 to 8 p.m. for an evening filled with activities. This event will feature outdoor activities such as zip lining through downtown Danville for only $5. If you have questions, contact Community Relations Coordinator Rihanna Hollis at 217-431-2880. 79. And that takes us to the end of our time for this Tuesday, April 16th, 2024. Again, my name is Greg, and as always, it's been a pleasure to read for you, and I hope that you have a splendid day. Take care.